This is called Talking John Birch, Paranoid Blues. I was feeling kind of low down and blue. I didn't know what I was gonna do. The communists was coming around. They was in the air, they was on the ground. They was following me all over. I run down most hurriedly and joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, started walking off down the road. Yee-hoo! I'm a real John Bircher now, look out. Now we all agree with Hitler's views. Although he killed 6 million Jews, it don't matter too much that he was a fascist. At least you can't say he was a communist. That's a say like if you got a cold, take a shot of malaria. I was looking everywhere for them gall darn reds. I got up in the morning and looked under my bed. Looked behind the kitchen and behind the door. Looked in the glove compartment of my car. Couldn't find any. Looked behind a sink, behind a chair. I was looking for them reds everywhere. I looked way up my chimney hole. Looked deep down inside my toilet bowl. I got away. I was sitting home alone and I started to sweat. I figured they was in my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet that hit me right up in the brain. Them reds did it. The hardcore ones. And I quit my job so I could work all alone, and I changed my name to Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues from my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes in the American flag. Oh, Betsy Ross. Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy. Lincoln, Jefferson, and then a Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really a true American. George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. Well, I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine anything else. Now I'm home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out anything. Good God.